This is JIS News. Coming up, two more restorative justice centers to be opened this year. Youth Ministry establishes new child and adolescent divisions, and MSMEs in Hanover to benefit from mobile clinic later this month. The news in detail after the break.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Now the news. Two restorative justice centers are to be opened in West Kingston and Mountain View later this year. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the facilities will bring the total number of centers to 11. The nine existing centers serve 11 communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew, Clarendon, Westmoreland and St. James. In the meantime, the Justice Minister says legislation is being developed to support the incorporation of the restorative justice program in the criminal justice system.
We'll be going to Cabinet shortly for the approval to issue the drafting instructions to enable the legislation to be prepared, which will facilitate the formal recognition of restorative justice and the program in the criminal justice system to allow referrals of cases that are actually before the courts into the program.
Minister Golding was addressing a JIS think tank session Tuesday. He adds that the initiative will involve further training of judges and magistrates to support the national rollout of the restorative justice program. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the ministry has made strides in its restructuring efforts with the establishment of the Children's Affairs Division and the building out of the Youth and Adolescents Division. The new Children's Affairs Division is responsible for providing technical support in the development of policies, legislative framework, and programs geared towards the care, protection, and general welfare of children. The division will also oversee the activities of the Child Development Agency and the Office of the Children's Registry with regards to the implementation of policies and the effective delivery of child care and protection services. Minister Hanna says the establishment of the divisions will allow the ministry to better serve children and young people with greater efficiency as it seeks to ensure the implementation of protocols under the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Ms. Hanna says the ministry will be moving to address the implementation of outstanding policies as well as the creation of innovative strategies for youth development and children in need of care and protection. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the introduction of renewable energy into the national energy mix will provide noticeable benefits to the productive sector. Providing the keynote address at a recent workshop on opportunities for sustainable energy production in the sugar industry of Jamaica, Minister Robinson assured that the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining remains committed to diversifying the country's energy mix.
I think you're going to see a reduction. We have both two new companies that are going to add about 80 megawatts to the grid with wind and solar, which come in at a relatively lower cost. One of the new provisions in the Electricity Act. So when I look at the developments on the horizon, I'm confident that in short order that we'll be having lower energy costs.
Minister Robinson adds that although the price of energy is a major hindrance to the productive sector, the cost of sugar and sugar-related products is expected to be reduced in 24 months due to falling oil prices. And micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs in and around Hanover are expected to benefit from the services of the Mobile Business Clinic to be held February 24 and 25 in Lucy. The clinic, spearheaded by the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, will be at the Lucy Parish Church Hall on Watson Taylor Drive, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. With the theme Strengthening the Capacity of Jamaican MSMEs, the free mobile clinic is expected to offer business screening and consultation, among other services. Deputy Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Harold Davis, says the initiative is intended to prepare entrepreneurs to grow and operate at international standards.
All of the solutions and services that we are offering are geared towards getting the micro businesses, the persons who aspire to be business persons, to operate at another level completely that will enable them to take advantage of the offerings of a logistics hub.
Mr. Davis was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.